Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, this is poet, author, Mark Lacey. That's M-A-R-C-L-A-C-Y. And you are listening to ATAZP recorded live right here in the ATL. Don't forget to check me out at www.marklacey.com. That's www.marclacy.com. Read about the critically acclaimed The Looking Heart, Poetic Expressions from Within, and Reflux. And don't forget to keep it locked at ATAZP recorded live.
Live on Blog Talk Radio.
This is one of my friends that I met at Persistence Only about 2 years ago, and we.
Rez, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm gonna tell you, I met you on Facebook through a mutual friend that I call my online daughter. I've been knowing for about 10 years, and that's Lady Bishop. She's been on the show about 3 times, and me and her are real tight. And that's how I met you. I seen one of your videos, and I was like, yo, man, she be ripping. For real, you know, because I love hip-hop. I love music. I do music. So I was like, I seen one of your videos. I was like, man, I think I reached out to you then and said, that was tight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So after that, I got to get you on. And now, you know. You dropped the bomb on me talking about you about ready to stop. This is my last interview and all that. So I want people to know who you are first and then tell your reasoning why, like you was telling me before the show started, why you feel you need to push back on the music.
Well, first I want to say that I know Lady Bishop out here in Brooklyn because we used to do a lot of shows together, a lot of underground shows together. That's my home net. And I love her, you know that. Well, basically, you know, I'm Riz the Great. I'm from East New York, Brooklyn. And I've been writing since I was 10. And I'm going to be 40 next year. Rap has always been my love and kept me out of trouble as a youth in high school. You know, I did my little dirt or whatever, but it was always there for me, and it was an outlet for me. So, you know, now I'm older, you know, I don't get in as much trouble as I used to.
Praise God.
You know, exactly. I'm an adult. So, you know, I have issues like other mothers because I am a mother. I'm a single mother. I have 3 daughters. You know what I'm saying? I'm a college graduate. I have my bachelor's. I'm about to complete my master's in public administration. Like, I have a lot of things that I'm doing now, and I'm going to be making a career change. So I'm just not going to be recording anything anymore. I have lots of music that I can put out, at least 1 song a day for, like, 3 years that I can do.
Right.
But as far as, like writing new stuff right now, like, I mean, I have topics I can write on, but I just don't have the drive as I used to. I don't have the same drive. It's not the same. The music is not the same. And it's like, you know, you put a lot of work and effort and time into your music, and then people look over you to some stupid songs that's like, they have no meaning or talk about doing drugs or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. Like, I got mad guns. They don't have no guns. You know what I'm saying? They don't have no hot cars. And they telling these kids, you know, this is what it is. And it's not. And it's not cool.
Right.
And I feel like the real artist is like, you know, trying to make a good path for the kids and the youth. They don't get exposed as much. But, you know, you do a little hot dance or throw like a sentence and just repeat it on a hot beat. And the world goes crazy and wants to throw you on the radio, you know?
Right. And you know what? That's why I got you on this show, because I know we were about the same way, because I feel exactly the same way you do about these crazy. See, that's why I pick and choose artists to be on my show. I don't have artists send me music where I listen to it. I know I'm going to be like, I'm not feeling that. You know what I'm saying? So I pick artists that I'm feeling to be on my show. So I've been doing this 13 years, so I got that leeway where I know a lot of people and I just hit people up because I'm already on their groove already. So that's why, you know, I reached out to you when I first seen the video and I was like, man, I'm feeling this. And I heard a couple more songs, man, I'm feeling this. I went to your, I think you got a SoundCloud page, am I correct?
Yeah, Riz the Great One. Yeah, I got a SoundCloud and I have a YouTube.
Yeah, and I checked out the videos, like I said, on YouTube and listened, but I went to the SoundCloud page and I was like, yeah, I got to hit her up for real. So this first song we're going to play called Choose Me, which my wife was screaming over because I was like, I had it in the car and my wife was like, I said, I'm getting ready to have her on the show. She's like, for real. I love that song. I said, okay. Yeah, well, I'm getting ready to have her on the show. So explain the song Choose Me.
Well, Choose Me basically is a song about relationships. Like, I'm dealing with a guy. I like him, but he either got too big of a fan base with the chicks on Instagram, Facebook, you know, or he's with a girl and the girl treating him bad. And he's like, yo, I want to be with you. But, yo, you got to choose. You can't have both. What do you want? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's so soulful. It's so soulful.
This is Riz the Great. The song is called Choose Me.
Thank you.
offer is great. Choose me. Hey, that was you doing that in the background, right?
Yeah, that's me, the vocals and everything. That's all Riz. Yeah.
So you did the hook also, correct?
Yeah.
Did you sing? Okay, good. Well, hey, I'm telling you, right? Guess what, Riz? Guess what, Riz? The great.
What?
I might need you on the hook for one of my songs for real before you retire. Oh, word. You know. For real.
I got you.
Yeah.
I'm like I work.
Yeah,
I like work.
Well, I've seen you at your spots where you like getting ready to perform, or you're at, you know, some club promoting and all that networking you do. I see you posted on Facebook and stuff. So I guess now I'm going to see you with a business suit on, you know, working that administration thing, right?
Yes,
and all the glasses
like
and all that. Yeah. Looking all educational.
With my glasses on. I'm gonna have my real boss swag on.
Now, who inspired you as far as when you first started? How did you just know that, you know, I want to make records and I want to rap and I want to write? How did you get inspired to do that?
Well, I'm gonna say I was in the fifth grade. I was living in the South Bronx with my mom. Like, I was back and forth between my mom and my dad. And she wouldn't let me go outside because it was kind of wild in the South Bronx over there.
Right.
So I used to listen to the radio. And one day, Big Daddy Kane came on. And I was like in awe. Like, what the hell? Like, what is this? Like, it was like new. I mean, he was hard but smooth. And then, I caught wind of, like, video shows, Video Music Box, and I saw MC Light. And
right.
That's when I was like, oh, my God, listen to her voice. Look at her, like, that. I can do that. And I used to get the Word Up magazines and, like, read the whole, like, they used to print the whole song in there, and I would memorize it,
right.
Go to Brooklyn to my father's house and be like, yo, I can rap. And they used to be like, stop lying, rap. And I used to be saying MC Light songs. And then
right.
I just started writing my own stuff. Yeah, that's how it went, because I knew they was going to catch on soon.
So how did you, do you do any producing, or did you get with different producers and say, you know, you can spit and people was like, yo, let's see what you can do? I mean, how did you come about putting the whole thing together with the music part?
Well, I have like a lot of producers I work with that love my music, and I tell them, like, I'm going to put the words on this music when I feel it, and we're going to have babies. And I have babies with people from Queens like Blend Beats. I got babies with Breeze, the beat machine from East New York. That's who I made, like, the most children with. Like, he just
right,
said to
right.
me the other day, you got to come back, Riz. You can't go.
Yeah, I understand.
Then I got from Flatbush. I got, he made the beat that we just played, Choose Me. I can't believe his name slipped my mind just now. Don't kill me. But I have a lot of people that send me beats and stuff. And, you know, they like my stories that I tell. So they like, yo, see what you could do with this.
Right.
Chase,
so you got Babe.
Chase,
so you got
Chase from Flatbush. That's his name. Sorry, man.
so you got babies all over the place then, basically, as far as
I
this
got
music
a lot
thing.
Of children. And especially with Old Yella from Queens. Yeah, Southside Jamaica, Queens. Old Yella used to give me some crazy beats. And we used to I'll write in the studio or I'll go home and write and handle
right.
it.
Well, hey, well, you need to have some more babies.
I make lots of babies with Raider Barber too. He can't dope me. I got a lot of babies out there, I'm telling you.
Now this song called Hungry, which seems like you're hungry for it. Explain that one before I rip it on here.
Oh, well, you know, that's one of the songs that that's like a deep song to me. is about the hood and growing up, mm-hmm. and that how the community is tired, and you know, especially like with these shootings that happened over the past couple of days.
Yes,
of these
Lord.
Unarmed black men, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like that song
sure.
has a lot to do with that.
Okay, this is Hungry.
Yeah.
Riz the Great on ATAP.
Struggle is every day. Every day is a struggle. Coming up from where I'm coming from, you gotta keep your eyes on the prize and keep going strong for what you want, what you need.
We hungry, hungry. My hood gotta eat, and they would take what you got to get on their feet. We hungry, hungry. My hood gotta live, so if your pockets running deep, you might as well just give. We hungry, hungry. My hood gotta eat, and they would take what you got to get on their feet. We hungry, hungry. My hood gotta live, so if your pockets running deep, you might as well just give.
I came from the bottom of the Brooklyn gutter, raised by bastards and brothers, ran with me. Who grew up being fathered by their mother. Coming soon, don't you ever insinuate that I won't manipulate the country, city, the state. I'm from a block where dirt and rhymes produce. Highest level of guns, the HIV is produced. Chicks with a tempos for a deadly use. Other than matching them up to look pretty with their goose. Kids, blood, or crips, or crips the blood. Nobody got dough for rent, so they deal with HUD. No bud, a staircase, it tops the most races. Hands in our court cases, black like you know faces. Filling those spaces, and what do you got? Those who wish they had, but they have not. They take what you got to clog that need. Some girls to buy weed for they see. My hood got much greed, these blocks is real. On every single block of youth them got killed. The one shot and stabbed, and moms in rehab, and methadone junkie knotting on the ad. Walk past my block, see if you could get off without some young dude trying to rip you off. These boys are starving too, and they gotta eat. Been looking to start a job for the last 3 weeks.
We hungry, hungry. My hood gotta eat, and they would take what you got to get on their feet. We hungry, hungry. My hood gotta live, so if your pockets running deep, you might as well just give. We hungry, hungry. My hood gotta eat, and they would take what you got to get on their feet. We hungry, hungry. My hood gotta live, so if your pockets running deep, you might as well just give.
Dwell in the heart of the devil's bowels,
with these rapists proud.
Streets be full up of sheets from burners going black. Gun totals set curfews on the block. When you hear the trigger cock, it'll clear out a flock. Little dudes at dice games, cats bagging the veins. Mama always told us bullets don't have no name. Hot as pierce your brain, feel that cold heat drain. Lead it wet your stain, crimson mist with your brain. Fall back, my hood be the hoodest of all. East New York representatives commence roll call. Been sickling and picking as they sicken. Folks off the train if they come off tricking. Flicking them bricks, cashing in them wick. Checks for sales, sex on Liberty XX. Little kids is best, can't come outside, cause the shells split the street up like apartheid. You can run but can't hide, it can't be denied. Some folks have even tried to stay inside. The best thing to do is leave this place. But if your money ain't right, then it will be your waste.
We hungry, hungry. My hood gotta eat, and they will take what you got to get on their feet. We hungry, hungry. My hood gotta live, so if your pockets running deep, you might as well just give. We hungry, hungry. My hood gotta eat, and they will take what you got to get on their feet. We hungry, hungry. My hood gotta live, so if your pockets running deep, you might as well just give.
Don't hold us back, cause we don't care. House or bed, the punishment we run here. Don't hold us back, cause we don't care. House or bed, the punishment we run here. Don't hold us back, cause we don't care. House or bed, the punishment we run here. Don't hold us back, cause we don't care. House or bed, the punishment we run here.
Hungry, that's Riz Great, a real deep song. I love the beat. Hey, I was over here dancing in my chair. You couldn't see me, but I was slowing down. Two steel knees. I was dancing in my chair, y'all. That's a hot song. Also, I want to know your thoughts on these black killings that's going on, because that's all been prevalent all through Facebook today. Everybody is up in alarms about this craziness that's going on.
I mean, I seen it a couple of times. Like, I looked at, like, two different videos yesterday that broke my heart. You know what I mean? Like, this life is, like, it's so unfair and unjust for these men to be murdered, like, senselessly. Like, and you know what I'm saying? Some people say, fuck the police, but it's not fuck the police because all police are not bad. Just like all people aren't bad. Like, there's some good and there's some bad. And I even had this video, police officer, I think Nakia Johnson from Ohio, and she made this
right.
powerful video, and she was talking about, you know, why she became a cop, because she wanted to change things. And some people become cops because, you know, they have other things going on. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just really sad, and I cried. I cried. Like, it's really hurtful because I have brothers. I have three
right.
brothers, and it's just crazy.
Well,
and, you know,
that
they have some protests this Saturday coming up in New York. So, you know, from the Brooklyn Bridge to 14th Street, I think it is. So I'll probably be in there.
It's going to be amped up all the way around the country because they down in Atlanta. I'm not in Atlanta no more. I'm in Texas, but they down in Atlanta protesting right now. So a couple of my people was telling me about it. It's crazy, man. So that kind of thing like that motivates me to write. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something that touches
the
heart really motivates the creativity to come out so you can express yourself because, you know, different people express themselves different ways. And, you know, we got them hood people out there getting ready to tear up some stuff for real,
they gotta calm down.
Yeah, for real.
It's about to be real crazy. Like, 2017 is gonna be crazy, and the summer is not even, we're not even like mid-summer right now. Like,
right,
it's going
so doing
down,
the right,
so we gotta,
doing the right thing is gonna the movie doing
yeah.
the right thing, it's getting ready to be relived again. People gonna be crazy out here.
They rebuilding Brooklyn. They probably gonna tear Brooklyn up, tear it down.
So what are you gonna miss since you're leaving it about doing music? I mean, I know it's been a part of you for so long. So what are you gonna miss about it, or are you not gonna miss it?
Yeah, I'm gonna miss it. Like, it's like a catch-22. Like, I like working with people. I like getting beats and I write what the beats say to me. Like, I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss recording. I go in the studio. I knock out, like, 5-6 songs a session. Like, those are things I miss. But, you know, it's just like I just don't have the same passion. It's like, oh, my God. It's like a relationship. And we break
well,
it up.
Well, with this new job and this new big money you get ready to be making, yo, you can record at your house. You can get your own equipment and do it yourself.
I know.
The
I
real
get my
real.
Inbox, my mic,
there
with
you
my
go.
Laptop. And
there
I
you
can...
go. There you go. I see. I'm trying to talk you. I'm trying to get what you say. Your boy named O Yellow. I'm trying to get O Yellow to send you some more stuff so you can do. Hey, I'm gonna throw you some beats. Matter of fact, I'm gonna toss you some beats because I do beats all the time. So I'm gonna toss you some beats so you can work out whatever you want to work out. You know, for real.
Listen.
I mean, every now and then you just gotta do it because of the love of hip hop. And I can feel it in you, too. But you got to move on, too, and do your thing. But also, always in the back of your mind, have it, yo, I need to, you know, things like this, like we just talked about with the situation with the black brothers getting killed. Things like this will make you want to write for something positive or something good to influence.
Yeah,
are
definitely.
You. Now, I want you to give your information so people can hit you up, see who you are. And at least know, you know, Riz might do another song. Riz the Great might come out with another track. So please give your information.
All right. Well, you know, I'm Riz the Great on Instagram. That's R-I-Z-D DAGREAT. My page is open, so you can follow if you want, or you can just like a few things or whatever. And my snap is on fire. My snap is also Riz the Great number one, as well as my SoundCloud and my YouTube page. Hold on now. Don't get scared. Pink Boots and Panties. YouTube, Pink
yes.
Boots, the letter N, Panties, and you'll see all my videos over there.
Well,
well, you can just Google me. Google Riz.
Well, Rizzo,
I want to
say that it's been a pleasure meeting you online and getting to know you in the show. This is my first time actually talking to you just straight up on the phone. Like I said, we'll always be friends, and I'm always going to hit you up and be like, yo, you need to spit something for real. You know I am. I'm going to hit you up for real. And I appreciate you coming on the show, sharing your music, because you are the bomb, and I really hate that you going to stop doing this thing, but maybe we'll get you to do another, you know, couple more songs for real.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you even asking me to be on the show. Much love and respect to you.
Well, thank you. Now I'm going to go I'm going to go to our next guest. I got Monique Spence in the house, all the way up from you in Canada. Am I correct?
Yes, Toronto, Canada.
And I've been there before. On a family vacation many moons ago, before you was born, when it was black and white TV. You know, when dinosaurs was out, for real.
You're not that old.
I'm kind of old. I just had a birthday the other day, so yeah, I'm kind of old. The music I met you on, MySpace, when MySpace was young, and just go to show, MySpace was hot back
it
then.
Was.
it was hot back then. And I always found your music compelling because I loved everything that you was doing. You was doing it a sort of different way. You know what I'm saying? Different than what these kids are doing now. So
that's true. Thank you.
Could you explain your music, your style, and how you started and all that?
Sure. Well, my style is more like R&B. It definitely is R&B, but it has a little bit of a hip-hop vibe to it, some jazz as well. I don't know. It's just within me. I just do what I like. I do what I feel. And it just feels good. How I got started, I remember, well, definitely I've been singing since I was a toddler, but I remember when I was about 11 years old, I would just sing to my mom. Like, if she would be in the kitchen cleaning, cooking, washing the dishes, I would just sing to her. I would follow her around the house and just sing. And she told me, one day I'm going to be a star. You know, so her and my dad ended up putting me into a school called New Conservatory of Music, where I learned to play the piano, and it was a beautiful experience for me, and they actually discovered that I could sing, so they made me do competitions where I was singing and playing the piano at the same time, and we ended up winning a lot of awards for it, but unfortunately, I had to stop because my parents separated, and it was not feasible for them anymore, so... but I continued to love music. When I got into high school, I did talent shows, and in college, I ended up going to a school called Trebis, and that's where you would basically learn to be like a music engineer, a producer, or like a video director. It was more for like the music industry. So I graduated that, and I ended up opening my own studio, and I was my first client. So started making beats, and I didn't even really know I could make beats. I just got the equipment and started making these beats, and then I'm like, hey, this actually sounds all right. Let me sing along to it. But throughout the years, like, I just started getting better and better, and I built the nerve to – well, actually, not me. It was a really close friend of mine. He's like, you need to go on MySpace and start promoting your music because people need to hear this. So I decided to create a MySpace account and the rest is history. You know, I started meeting people around the world, and that's how I met you as well.
Right.
Just collaborating with people from Germany, from all over the world. So it's such a beautiful thing.
And it's good that that you started back again, because I remember, like I said, when you first got on MySpace, and you were, I guess you were just really just starting out at that time. And I
Definitely.
Wanted to get you on the radio, on my radio show way back then.
Wow.
So that's like 13 years ago. And that's when I first started
yes.
doing the radio show. So, I mean, I am so glad that we reconnected. I've been connected with you on Facebook, but you
yes.
had posted something, and I said something. Then I was like, hey, I need her on my show. You know,
yeah.
that's why. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's when it came about, because I was like, I have been wanting this girl on my show for the last 13 years. I mean, and I didn't know it was going to be, you know, I knew the time difference was a difference, but it wasn't that much of a difference. That's why I was like, we still ought to be able to connect, because I've
yeah.
talked to a couple. I've talked to a couple artists from Canada before, so, I mean, everything was all good. But
yeah.
this first song that I want to play, what is it called? It's Got Me Shook. That's,
oh, yeah.
And normally, I don't play songs when I get the music, because I've already heard a lot of your music, and I can already feel that we're on the same vibe, and I'm going to
yeah.
like everything you do, because I love your music. That's the way I am. So
oh,
I never
you.
Listened to the new music that people send me so I could put on the show. And I was like, this title, Got Me Shook, got me shook. So I want to know exactly what it's about before I play it.
Well, it's about a guy who I'm feeling. I just love him off, and I'm hoping that he likes me too. So I'm just basically letting him know how much I'm feeling him.
Cool.
Yeah.
This song is called Got Me Shook, Monique Spence in the house.
Yeah, boo. You got me shook. You got me straight hooked, baby. You're so fine with your sexy brown eyes. You got me hypnotized. Wanna be your homie, love, a friend, baby, till the
want some champagne and wine. You're one of a kind, and you're giving me quality time. You always looking so fine, you never sour my line. Do you want a little taste of my fruit? Do you want a little sip of my juice? Do you want a little shot of my rum?
Got me shook, Monique.
Yeah.
Spence. Oh, hey, a little taste of my juice. I was feeling that, yo.
Oh, thank you.
Now, when you write, because I guess, did the dude that you was writing this for, did he get the message?
Yeah, he definitely did.
Okay,
he ended up being a long-term relationship boyfriend.
Okay, I want to make sure that he got the message, yo.
He definitely did.
Because if he didn't, he was sleeping.
I know.
I heard it loud and clear.
Thank you.
Now, I recently, behind the scenes, I sent you a track of mine, but if you want to write to it and at least match the rap that I had on there, you could change it all the way around you want to.
Oh,
you know
wonderful.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Put my little touch on it.
Yeah. I know, you know, we are creative people and, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I want you to do it the way you need to do it if you want, you know, you want to do it. Also, how do you did the beat, did you do the beat on that song? You made the music and everything on that song?
Yes, I produced the record. Yes, I did.
Okay, now when you go in the studio or you at home or something hits you and you driving or whatever, how do you go about your creative process? Because I always ask artists, that's one thing I ask, because I wonder, do they do the same thing I do? So how do you go through your creative process when you're making a song?
Well, I start with the drums. I always start with the drums.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, once I get the drums done, I do the bass.
Right.
And for some reason, I just start hearing these little melodies, like little bells and pianos and strings in my head, and I just play it, because I know how to play the piano a little, so I just play it on the keyboard, you know, that's what I did. It just comes to my head. It's like a feeling, right. You know, I just feel it, and I'm like, okay, this is how it's going to go. So I start with the drums, then the bass, and then I put in the instruments after, the other little instruments.
Right.
Yes.
That's about the same way I do too, because you go, if you don't put your drums in first, your whole song is running off of whatever you put in first.
Right.
Or as the rhythm. You know, might hear the drums one way, and then when you put it against that piano, if the piano's first, and it's going like 60 beats per, you're going, what? And
yep.
My drums was 100, what?
Exactly.
Yeah. You got to hit them drums first. I don't
That's
care where
right.
else you go after that. The drums and the rhythm drives the song.
Exactly.
So when you write, do you have, I mean, that last song was actually something that was true and on your heart, but when you write lyrics, do you just write what you feel, or is it because of the song, or you come in with something on your mind and you need to write?
I just write what I feel. Like, once I'm done with the beat and if I love it enough to write to it, I just listen to it and I'm like, this would sound good. This would, you know, I don't know. It it's just a feeling for me.
Right.
And then it's just a feeling. So just like with the Got Me Shook beat, I knew that it had to be about a guy that I liked, because it's like a feel-good kind of track, you know? So
right.
It had to be a positive kind of song, something that people can dance to and relate to. So it's a feeling for me.
So when you make a beat, are there a couple beats, like about 400 beats on the side, that you said to yourself, I can't use those, I mean, is there ever a beat that you make and go, I put it away. I don't, you know, I ain't going to use that because I'm not really, really feeling it. And then I guess about 3 months later, and you listen to it again and go, I'm feeling it. Does it happen to you?
It happens all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, because I go back to it and I'm like, oh, this is actually really good. What was I thinking?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, yeah. I just wondered, does that happen? That happens to me. Even sometimes I go, man, I didn't make that beat. Then I made that beat.
Exactly.
I was on, what in the world was I on that day? Because this thing is hot.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why that is, but I've asked a few people that a couple of times, and they said the same thing. You go back in the lab and go, oh, man, that beat I made about 4 years back, that thing is hot.
Yeah,
then
exactly.
Then you can write to it just with uncontrollable emotion. Just put your words down, for real.
Exactly.
So
I'm
going to talk technical for a minute. What software programs that you work with when you when you're in the studio?
Well, I started with the keyboards, which was the Korg Triton, the LE.
Right, right.
Have that with Pro Tools.
Uh-huh.
And lately, because that was before, but lately things have happened. It's such a long story, but lately, since I've been getting back into the music, I'm just using FL Studio 11, FL Studio
right.
11 to make the beats, and I'm using Adobe Audition to record my vocals.
FL is Fruity Loops, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm letting people know about it.
Yeah.
You know, we talking technical. Most people don't know. What?
You know, what is that?
Going, what? Yeah. So the next song I'm going to play is called Shoulda, and you spelled it Shoulda, Shoulda.
Correct.
So, okay, you got to give me an intro to that, so what's that about?
Yes, this one is a very recent one, which I produced on the Fruity Loops. This one is very dear to my heart because it's a true story, unfortunately, but it's basically about a bad breakup, and I should have known better than to actually get into this relationship.
So you should have. You should have.
Exactly. Like, I should have known better, you know.
This is Shoulda by Monique Spence.
Granted, you
Shoulda. I remember that was, I think that was the song you posted. Am I correct? Or,
yes, or the video, yes.
Okay, I'm getting ready to say it because I am old. So I'm just wondering, was that the song? I remember hearing that song and I listened to it, and that's when I hit you back and said, loved it. Because,
yeah, that's right.
Was,
thank
yeah,
you
yeah,
so
I
much.
Remember now. Yeah, because I remember the song, and I, like I said, when I get these songs from artists when I have them on the show, I really don't listen to them because I want to be surprised in some way when I listen to the song, my first reaction. And I love that song. That's a bad song. So do you go out and perform around?
Yes, actually, I used to perform a lot. I recently started getting back into it. I was having a really bad health issue where I was bedridden for a long time. So, but by the grace of God, I am, you know, I'm still fighting, but I'm getting much better. I had to do major surgery.
Right.
I recorded that song when I was really sick too, but I had to get it done. There was no way I couldn't do it, that I wouldn't do it.
Right.
So, but I'm getting better, and once I'm fully healed, I'm going back out there. Yes, I'll be performing, and so I'll definitely let you know once I have some dates. I'm supposed to actually perform in August, so hopefully I'll be in my best shape, so I can start performing again.
Right. Do you
yes.
Do you perform around Canada? Do you come down in the States and perform too?
I've only performed in Canada. I would love to perform in the States. I have family members out there now, so I can easily have somewhere to stay. I have family all over America, so
right.
It shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I would love to see you in a concert. If you ever hit Texas or nearby states where I can come and see you, I would love to see you. And actually meet you after knowing you for a decade and some odd years. I mean,
yeah, I know it's been a long time.
Yeah, and I'm glad you remembered me when I hit you up because I was like, maybe she might not remember me at all. But
I forgot you
because I remember when I first heard it. I was like, you know, first heard you. I was like, yo, that's why I was like pressing you. I'm like, man, I gotta get her on the show for real.
Oh, thank you.
So, now a lot of people have goals, of course, when they're doing this music thing. And my easy goal was to make money. I wasn't worried about no fame because I want to go to the grocery store and I want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to be all bombarded when I walk out the door and have to have my best stuff on all the time. I mean, are your goals for this music thing? Is it fame, fortune? I mean, what do you want people to get out of your music and you to accomplish in it?
We are so much alike because I don't want the fame either.
There you go.
I don't. I just want to have people listen to my music and relate to it and just love it and just know that, you know, there's someone out there still making good music, I guess.
I
don't want the fame, though. I really could care less. I don't really like watching music videos, so I don't like making them. But I've been told, you need to make music videos. You need to get yourself more exposure if you want people to hear your music. I don't mind, you know, making money off of it and performing because this is what I love to do in my life.
Right.
So, yeah, I would love to continue to make a living off of it. But I just don't want the fame. I really don't want that. But it comes with it if I end up getting way bigger than I am right now.
Well, you know what? You are a good producer, and I could see you writing for other artists as well.
Yes.
You know.
Exactly.
And that would be, that's where the money's at, making
that's
the music,
right.
Making the songs, you know what I'm saying?
That's so. Right. That's my main goal. Like, I just want people to know who I am and come to me and be like, hey, can you write me a song? I would love that, like, celebrities to come to me and say that, you know, people who are heard, who have the exposure.
Right,
you know,
right.
So my music can get out there. That would be better for me.
Well, don't worry because, you know, I'm friends with a lot of people around the United States and overseas.
Oh.
And I'm friends because I've been doing this show for 13 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk to everybody, some of everybody, and we network a lot. And if I hear somebody needing a song or something, I'm going to think of you and put you in contact with them so you can hit them up. Because there's a lot of people that one of my friends, she's on tour now with Boy George overseas.
Ooh, you know, nice.
And she does her own thing too. Plus, she does a radio show online too. So, like I said, I know a lot of people where they might need somebody to write for them. So, I'm definitely gonna put, you know, I'll definitely hook you up once I hear that they need somebody. Then I'm gonna thank you, because I mean, you know, a lot of people come to me for beats too as well. But I mean, I'll be like, nah, go on, get with Monique up in Canada, yo. You need to get with her for real.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm actually producing some hip hop tracks for a few groups out here too, which will be coming out soon. So yes, I definitely am a producer as well. I love to make beats. I love to produce for artists. I love to write for them. You know, I'm kind of like Sia. I don't know if you know who Sia is.
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah, like she doesn't really want the fame. She kind of sings with her back toward the audience.
Or with that hair over her face. Yeah,
that too, exactly. Yeah, I'm kind of like almost, her. Like, she's a musical
like
genius. Yeah, exactly.
Remember Kiss? They used to wear the makeup, and when they take it off, you didn't know who they were?
That's right. I would love that.
Well, matter of fact, on a couple of my CDs, I got a mask on, but of course, I was the president. And I wore a mask because I didn't want nobody to cap me, because I was the first black president. And this is before this was before Barack even got in office. I was doing this way back then. And then once he got in office, everybody was like, man, you predicted that. You predicted that.
Yeah. I saw something like that on your page. Yes, I do. Remember
it's
that.
Crazy. I'll send you some of the skits that we did on one of the albums that I did. Always doing skits, but we was doing this way before Obama got in.
Wow.
But I want people to actually hit you up, so give your information so people can listen to more of your music.
Sure. You can catch me on Instagram, which is Monique Spence Music. That's MONIQUESPENCEMUSIC, Monique Spence Music. On Twitter, it's Mo Spence Music. So that's just MOSPENCEMUSIC. I'm also on YouTube. So it's youtube.com/user/Monique Spence, which is just my name, MONIQUESPENCE. And you can also find me on Facebook, which is Monique Spence. That's pretty much it.
Well, I am so glad that I finally got to talk to you. Hopefully we'll talk more, you know, behind scenes. So you can do that one record that I sent you at least.
Yes,
and
definitely. We got to reconnect for sure.
And if I hear any of your beats, I know you're going to be in my pockets, because I'm going to be like, I need that beat. And I don't want to hear no beats. Hear me? I don't want to hear no beats unless somebody else is on them, because I'm going to be like,
for real?
You're going to be in my pockets for real. I'm going to be like, yeah, I got to have that beat for real. So
thank you,
Monique, for coming. And like I said, I've been a fan for years, really. And I just, you know, I love the music that you do. Like I said, whenever you got something new, hit me up, and then I'll get you on the show, because we're on the same vibe. So everything I listen to, I'm like, I'm feeling it.
Oh, thank you. I actually have two more tracks coming out. I'm going to be shooting a video for them shortly. Look out for those. It's going to be called Yes Means Yes, and the other one is called When You Cry. So look out for those. I'll be posting. I'll be updating. You'll see.
yeah. Tag me in it for real.
For sure.
Thank you again, Monique. This is Monique Spence. Thank you again. The last song I want to play before it hits 9 o'clock is one of my songs. Me and Jay Bug did this off the Presidential CD, year 4. It's called Where They At. God bless, and I'll talk to y'all on Saturday when we read my novel again for the second time. We're doing our novel readings with me and my nephew, Mr. Bugs, who's a radio personality on Blog Talk as well. Until Saturday, take care. This is Where They At, me and my cousin Jay Bugs.
In the joint with the Z, presidential swag and the love is on me. Feel me when I come through the party and it stops. Papa rock state picks and they pop. I'm rocking this thing, oh so for real. Case in point that I go out to chill. Not stressing on the fact that I'm blessed. Easing my mind from this presidential mess. Girl walks up, Secret Service they press. Waver on through, girl with the black dress. Looking real hot with the so thick thighs. He says let's dance, no surprise. We did our thing out there on the floor. Party people screaming they want some more. We walked off just straight to the back. At the door, hear them yelling where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at. Throw them chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let them know where they at.
Yo, Mr. President. It's your boy Jack Bauer. Let me solve your drama in 24 hours. Radar with more money and power than Madoff. Now I gotta hit the showers. So hot through DC, made you the Redskins. Wizard of the game, go tell your friends. The Nationals are in town. I heard it from a boy, a cat from Georgetown. Yep, love the Hoyas. Fly through the streets like Air Force One. Lyrics and beats blazing like the sun. Foreign policy and the national Huns. Secret Service for the chicks I met at the club. Dude thought he ran game, we ran seasons. Earth, wind, and fire, don't ask me for reasons. Cause I might sound short, tell you what it's meant with T-A-Z, Mr. President.
Throw the chips, yeah, all around. Let them know that the president's in town. If you hear some noise from the back, Secret Service, let